Every now and again, we have a story, especially in the celebrity world, that have Scott and myself asking so many legal questions, questions we definitely can't answer. That's why we bring in our friend Ian from Cohen Hiley. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. Let's talk about Nick Cannon, if you're cool with that. So Nick Cannon is a dad of 11 kids now and has been admittedly purposely getting many, many women pregnant because he would like to procreate as much as he can. And he's gone through his own personal reasons on it. But again, there's some legal reasons. Now, more recently, there was a report which had explained that he was probably paying about $3 million in child support for his 11 kids. So he actually completely denies that. He says, oh my gosh, I spend more on my kids than that. This is not an arrangement that has anything to do with the government. And then I had more questions. I mean, I don't even know where to begin here. Is that possible for someone who has a lot of money to basically, we know that surrogacy, you can't pay people to be surrogates in this country. Could something like this in any way, shape, or form happen in Canada?
Yeah, so we took a look at one of our law students, articling students, soon to be lawyer, Andrea Strathdee, look into this. And our estimation, so I think the $3 million is low. So he makes $5 million on The Masked Singer. And given the number of children in different households, being in different households matters. And to make it relevant to the listeners, it's relevant to them too. But we have an estimate of about $4.2 million in child support.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't matter that he's, you know, was at one point with Mariah Carey. And, you know, people say, well, she doesn't need the support. But the thing is, child support's the right of the child. So it doesn't matter that Mariah Carey makes a lot of money. The children are entitled to that child support.
Okay. All right. So there's what, 11 or 12 of them
there's
now, Kat?
The 11th.
Okay, 11 for now and counting.
And counting. There's more to come this year.
Right. Does it all get split equally between all the children, or do younger children get more, older children get more? How does it work?
No, it's everyone would get the same. So it's based on the payor, in this case, Nick Cannon's income. I think you haven't mentioned it yet, at least, but the irony of the movie I saw, Love Don't Cost a Thing, that he was in, costing him a lot. But no, all the kids would get the same. There is some discount in the sense of if you have two children in a household or three children in a household, that's going to be per child less expensive than one child in a household because the heating bill, this is the theory anyway, the heating bill, those certain expenses are going to be the same regardless of how many children are in the household. So that's why it makes a difference. If you have children in multiple households, you're going to pay more than if you have the same number of children in one household.
Okay, so does he have any formal obligation to the moms of these children?
Well, we haven't found anything, but he would have a legal obligation, whether it's in writing or pursuant to court orders or not, I don't know.
Okay, and again, see, the interesting thing for me was when he corrected anything that said, I'm paying any form of child support. He said, that's not the case. So he has a deal with these people. Is that something that you can do, like, that's legal? Is I'm paying these women, let's say, to have these babies, and obviously I'm not going through the government, I'm doing this on my own. And do you get people, is that even legal to do, to get someone to sign something? Because I have no doubt in my mind that these women that he's been having babies with had to have signed NDA. Meets all kinds of different things. Meets financial paperwork, meets maybe other relationship paperwork. I feel like it's a kind of a more controlling situation. Is that even right?
Well, it's possible, but where it would fall apart in Ontario anyway, and most of the jurisdictions in the U.S. are very similar. Again, because the right of child support is the right of the child, if they were ever married and went for a divorce, the divorce would be denied, as it is in Ontario, unless proper child support is being paid. So you could get away with it. I mean, the government's not going to intervene, except in the case of a divorce or obviously if you had a child who is destitute or something like that. But no, they could make their own deal and no one's going to do anything about it.
How detailed can these deals be? Can Nick have a condition in this deal that, okay, you're going to have my baby and I'm going to pay you, I don't know, $100,000 a month in child support and everything's going to be great, but you can't date other men. Can you actually put that in an agreement with somebody?
It wouldn't be enforceable, so that would be equivalent to a chastity clause, which is considered unenforceable. So, again, with these deals, you can make the deal, but if the mother of the child, in this case, in Nick's case, if they went to court and said, no, the child support I'm receiving isn't sufficient, the court would throw out the agreement because, again, the child can't negotiate their own contract. So the court looks after the child and says, no, you're not paying enough. Or, I don't like that clause. It's not fair to the child. So he could make any agreement he wants, but if it's challenged, it would get thrown out if it doesn't accord with the child support legislation.
It's such a fascinating case, and I'm sure it's not even finished being written yet. Like, right now, he's got all that money monthly that he pays out in child support for 11 kids. What happens if he has 12 kids? Does he have to earn more income, or do the 11 kids get less to accommodate the 12th kid coming in? I mean, we could go on for hours about this, Ian.
Yeah, no, so the children don't get less. It's not like, okay, I have a finite amount of money, and therefore it has to be distributed among this group of children. Legally, if he has another child, it's just another child support obligation, but it doesn't impact negatively on the previous children.
Interesting. Okay, Ian Cohen-Hiley, how do people get a hold of you if they have legal questions about their own situation?
Sure, so if they email me at Sneddon, S-N-E-D-D-O-N, at CohenHiley.com, that's CohenHiley.com, or just go to our website and you can find one of our lawyers there.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Ian. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great.